Guaranteed Redbird Talk every day at 8.
Are you guys just stirring it up just because you got nothing better to talk about?
It's the morning grind tradition. Bird droppings on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Remember 1982?
I remember. Stop bugging me about it.
Cat was 30 in 1982.
Are you serious?
That's pretty good. I'm not checking in. Get out of my business. I want to live my life. Let's go, girls.
Bird droppings here on 590 The Fan, the morning grind, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Yeah. 8 o'clock hour, talking Cardinal
Cassidy.
Baseball.
New movie, Heavy Breathing.
Every day, the Cardinals winners won zip last night. Chris Carpenter went 7 1/3 shutout innings, and it was Flores and Izzy to end it. Cards beat the Rockies. Pools with a home run, a solo shot, his 33rd, the lone run in the ballgame. Great pitching last night in Denver. Cardinals win it 1-0. The series closes out later today, coming up just past 2 on Fox Sports Midwest. And joining us here as part of Bird Droppings,
representing Walt Jocketty, because Walt wasn't able to be on.
Walt said, please, Mo, if you would, take this call. John Mozeliak of the St. Louis Cardinals. Mo, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Any truth to the rumor you heard this was the 2-year anniversary of our show, and you said, I got to be part of that juggernaut?
Absolutely.
See?
I never thought you guys would make it 2 months.
Well,
I'm
very
happy to be proud of this.
Well, neither did we, so we're all on the same page. So what's going this morning? It's just past 7 in Denver. What's on your
docket?
I don't
think he's in Denver.
Oh.
I'm actually in Florida this morning.
Nice show prep, Martin.
Just past 9 in Florida. What's going this morning, Mo?
What's going?
What's going?
What kind of question is that?
What's going on? But I saved the on because he's a busy man. I wanted to get right to it.
Well, I think, you know, as we move closer to this trading deadline, things are starting to pick up a little momentum. I don't know if that really bodes well for us to any degree, but in terms of phone calls and talking with Walt a lot yesterday, it's sounding like that clubs are starting to come to that crossroads where they either know they're buying or selling. And for the most part, I think that line in the sand's been drawn. So I think that'll help clear up the next few days. But in terms of with the Cardinals and what we're trying to still accomplish, we're really not close to anything at this point. And, you know, I think Walt and I are just going to continue to try to move forward and see if we can't get that hitter or pitcher to make this club better. But at this point, we have nothing really in hand.
John Mozeliak, Cardinals assistant GM, joining us live from Florida on 590 The Fan, the morning grind. Mo, how much pressure do you guys feel to get something done? Because there's been, I mean, every summer there's talk about, hey, the Cardinals need this, they need this. It feels like this year the trade talk began even months ago. Do you guys feel a pressure or an obligation to get something done?
Well, yes, to some degree you do, because it's also when you look at the club at hand. I mean, I think a lot of this is media driven, because you said this like trading deadline thing has become even more popular every year. And I was like kind of reminiscing yesterday with Walt, thinking like in the old days we would, you know, prepare for this, but now it's become preparation leading up to the 31st has become almost like an everyday thing in my job, where it's almost fluid, where I don't have to spend a lot of energy trying to look to the day, but I'm always having to do work to see what's really out there. And as we get closer this year, it just seems like the media frenzy to have something happen, not just in St. Louis, but obviously guys like Soriano, Abreu, teams that are floating these big name players out there. It's there's so much speculation and rumor. I think a lot of it has very little truth to it, but it has created an atmosphere where, like, I know Walt and I, if we could make this club better and we thought it would be best for this organization, we definitely want to do it.
John Mozeliak, Cardinal assistant GM, friend of the show, joining us on 590 The Fan. He is a friend of the show.
Did Walt mandate that you come on with us, John?
No.
No, you know how I did this show this morning? You have to thank the cat.
Yeah, because I...
And Joe for bothering me all weekend.
I hammered him when they were home. I said, you got to do it before the trade deadline. Mo, help us understand the process to get these things done. Is it Walt just following up with guys, you know, that they might have something going with, or are you guys like constantly on the cell phone? And how does a deal happen? Give us a sense for the process.
Well, the process really is fluid. As we move closer to this date, you're always looking at what clubs might be in or out. Walt does spend a lot of time talking to other general managers to try to get a feel for what they're trying to accomplish. with that said, in the background of everything then starts going at looking at contracts, the value of it, how that would impact our payroll, how that would impact our club. We do some statistical analysis to see how that player would impact our team if you inserted him in the lineup. So there's a variety of things that takes place. But then the process of actually making a trade happen then, of course, comes to matching up the names that you're going to be trading back and forth. And so in a simplistic way, it's really just not apples for apples at the major league level. A lot of times you're spending a lot of energy looking at your minor league system, making sure what you are giving up you're not going to regret down the road. And the converse of that is, if you're acquiring minor league talent, are you getting something in value in future years?
You know, when you see a cutaway of Walt during the games on the FSN Midwest, he's always on the cell phone. And I'm wondering to myself as I see this, is he feeling the pressure, and is he really on the phone, or he just wants to act like he's busy trying to make something happen? Is he always on the phone?
No, he is on the phone right now. It is a busy time. And I think you and I were talking about this about a week ago, like how much time do you actually spend on a phone? And I would say in the last 2 days, it seems to have gotten a lot more cell phone activity. Obviously, he's on the road, so it's not in his office. But I can tell you that right now I'm down here in Florida on some meetings that have nothing to do with the trading deadline. But most of my spare time is either talking to him, staring down contracts, or trying to really look at other things we could consider.
Cardinal Assistant General Manager John Mozeliak with us here on the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, KFNS. How much financial flexibility are you and Walt given in 2006, and how does it compare to past trading deadlines?
Well, Tim, whenever we look at deals, we always have the opportunity to present them to our ownership, and Mr. DeWitt's always shown the willingness to take what we show him and invest in it. So in terms of just raw dollars, I don't know that answer today. If we could put some names and faces to it, then maybe we could come up with some sort of answer. But I do think that he wants to see this club get better. You know, people talk about where the Cardinals are. Are we good enough to win our division? I think a lot of people feel yes. But are we good enough to win the World Series? There's a chance we are, but if we could get better and put us over the hump with a player or two, would that be in our best interest? And so that's what we look at. And so just to give you a true dollar amount, I can't, but I do think we do have some room to spend.
Just your take, in your opinion, the number one priority, do you think it's adding a bat, an outfielder that can hit a little bit, or a starting pitcher, maybe a guy for the bullpen? What's the priority?
Honestly, I think I'd like to see both happen. One bullet, I would probably look for a pitcher.
A starter?
Yeah, probably.
The cat pride a little bit there, and pitching is the end. Because it's divided, I think, a lot of the fans. Do we need a bat? Do we need a pitcher?
I know Tim Kirkchen said a bat yesterday. Walt want to reconvene.
We've all been through this postseason now enough that, you know, really when it comes down to it, it always appears that if you have the arms, you can survive. And, you know, not comparing us to the White Sox of last year, but if you look at what their rotation did for them in the postseason, no doubt they scored runs to support it, but it is a balance. But I do think if you have the arms, you have a chance.
Assistant General Manager John Mozeliak with us on the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. John, at this point in the year, what is the incentive for anybody in baseball management, such as yourself and Walt, to be honest?
To be honest?
Sure. I mean, when you get asked these questions, the last thing you want to do is show your hand, right?
Well, it's, I don't have a whole lot of leverage right now because we really don't have anything in terms of close at hand. But when you look at deals in terms of, like, if I said we want a starting pitcher, so if you're saying that goes to print, three teams that are holding starters now know that they can hold a gun to the Cardinals until we pay up, until they get what they want. That would sound logical and just true negotiating form.
Yeah, but would you say
we could leave today, if we ended up leaving with a hitter or getting a hitter, we'd feel good. And if we end up not making a deal at all and not having to sacrifice this club as is, we think we're okay too. So it's a little different, I think, in just terms of just pure negotiation stance.
Plus, it's not like you have to be Columbo to figure out that the Cardinals might want another starting pitcher. You know, I don't think it's I think it's stating the obvious.
Do you have to be Barney Miller?
Maybe Barney Miller.
That could be you, Martin. Well,
thank you. John Mozeliak, the Cardinals assistant GM with us. Kind of related to Tim's point, how often do you watch an ESPN, whether it's Steve Phillips or a Buster Olney or whomever, and you know the team is probably just how often does a team just float it? Hey, here's one for you. Because they're trying to drive up the value of their own guy that they're trading. And have you ever called up one of these experts and said, what are you talking about? I mean, you got Phillips on there the other night saying basically you guys were getting Pat Burrell or Bobby Abreu. Would you guys ever confront them and say that's nonsense? And do you think teams just kind of float stuff?
I do think teams float things. There's no doubt in my mind that that happens. And then as far as confronting some of those guys, I personally have not, but it wouldn't surprise me if someone has.
Burrell and Abreu seem like they're out of reach, right? There's probably nothing going to happen. Is that safe to say with those guys?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, but I don't know that. I mean, in terms of the Cardinals, I would say it's probably out of reach, but in terms of what else is going on in the league, I can't answer that.
Chance of getting Esteban Yan back on 1 to 10.
He's available.
Zero.
There you go. Straight answer from John Mozeliak.
And that was Tim Kirchens.
That wasn't too painful, was it, Mo?
It was not.
Mildly. All right, John, thanks for the time.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Mo.
All right, guys. Congratulations on your 2 years.
Thank you so much.
Clip that off. And by the way, get Walt back on board with us. If you guys could reacquire Ray Lankford, then Walt can become a friend of this show again.
I'll work on that.
Sure you will.
John Mozeliak, the Cardinals' assistant GM, part of
he
Bird Droppings
us.
Today.
He loves us.
Bird. And he knows we're tough and cool.
Bird Droppings brought to you by Weber Chevrolet when we talk Cards baseball in the 8 o'clock hour. The rubber game of the series with the Rockies coming up later today, just past 2 in Denver. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to register another person for the golden ticket. And if you win the overall contest, one lucky fan gets a pair of season tickets to the following: Cardinals, Rams, Blues, Billikens, Mizzou football and basketball, Illinois football and basketball, Steamers and the Rascals. You'll hear that golden ticket sounder three times a day, morning, middays, and afternoon. We're doing it in the 9 o'clock hour. If you're the fifth caller, you will be registered after you hear that golden ticket sounder. Call in. Fifth caller is registered. Just one caller for us per day to register. And then at Summerfest, our big party coming up in August, you're going to find out who has the golden ticket, and one lucky fan is going to get all those season tickets. The golden ticket on 590 The Fan brought to you by the Casino Queen, Del Mar Gardens, Dirt Cheap, Metro Chrysler Center, and Bellasino's. It's the Morning Grind with yet another surprise. It's the big
at 8:30?
Potentially a surprise.
No, Joe said this one was in, but he said, it's not that big a deal.
It's got to be Travis Knight, then.
Whose wife had a poodle in her purse. And that's not code.
Does adult things.
And then Joe Buck live at 9:05. It's a big friend of the show Wednesday on 590 The Fan.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot, 2020 Sports Fix.
A very good morning. This sports fix is sponsored by Chasers Plus. The Cards' MVP and Cy Young Award winner were the stars of last night's 1-0 game over the Rockies. Albert Pujols goes deep with his 33rd home run of the season. That leads the National League, and that solo shot was enough for Chris Carpenter and the Cards. They beat the Rocks 1-0 at Coors and maintain their 4.5 game lead over Cincinnati in the Central Division. The Cardinals and Rockies will wrap up their series with a day game. Budweiser game time is 2:05. Aaron Cook on the mound for Colorado. Jeff Suppan will throw for the Birds. Players reporting to Rams Park this morning for training camp. They'll have their physicals and also meetings with the coaches as they get set for workouts tomorrow. They'll work out mostly in pads this training camp. Head coach Scott Linehan.
I think there's more risk of injury when you're not in pads. I think pads are put on for protection. And I've seen more injuries in my experience from guys that, you know, don't understand the tempo. They don't have the pads on. As soon as you start taking pads off, you know, everybody starts taking it down a notch.
Tomorrow's first workout starts at 9:30. It is open to the public. This sports fix sponsored by Chaser Plus. Do Chaser hangover pills really work? Yes. Chaser absorbs toxins to help you avoid hangovers. Take it while you drink to help you wake up feeling great. Buy Chaser products at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. I'm Vicki Pimentel on your station for wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. 590 The Fan, St. Louis's sports leader.
590 The Fan Highway Patrol, live from the ITD Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic America's Drive-In. On northbound 270, things are thinning out nicely. We're just a little bit slow approaching 44 through Marshall Road. On eastbound 70, look for the normal slowdown right at Highway 79. And on westbound 5570, you're still backed up from 203 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Try Sonic's tasty and hearty bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's classic tots or fries and regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic, it's not just good, it's Sonic good. I'm Tim Weiland with traffic on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
This update is brought to you by Serendipity Homemade Ice Cream, the best ice cream parlor in St. Louis by the Riverfront Times 2 years in a row.
You're listening to 590 The Fan Morning Grind
with Martin Kilcoyne, Jim Hayes, and Tim McKernan.
This afternoon at 3, it's St. Louis's best ride home.
The Bottom Line with Kevin Slayton and Bob Ramsey.
Only on 590 The Fan.
St. Louis's sports leader.
A message from Ameren Senior Vice President Richard Mark.
The storms that hit St. Louis in the last few days are the worst that we've ever experienced,
causing more than 1 million customers to lose power. Large numbers of poles, power lines, and other critical equipment were destroyed. We have mobilized all available resources to make repairs in every affected community. I assure you that we are working as fast as humanly possible.
We won't stop until the lights are back on in every home.
Most people know that Charter offers entertaining digital cable programming, and Charter also offers one of the fastest high-speed internet connections in the area. Charter also offers great local programming, but did you know that Charter also offers telephone service? Charter telephone works just like your regular phone service. It's all through the same cable connection that goes into your house. It includes 11 great calling features like caller ID, call waiting, voicemail, and more. Most importantly, it's reliable, and in most cases, you can keep your current phone number, which makes switching from your current phone provider a breeze. Charter has a great deal in which you can receive Charter Digital, Charter High Speed, and Charter Telephone with unlimited long distance for under $100 a month. With Charter Digital, you'll get over 100 channels of exciting programming, plus access to Charter On Demand. That's channel 999, which lets you watch movies and programs when you want. And with Charter High Speed Internet's 3-meg service, you'll be able to download files faster and surf the web with ease. It's over 100 times faster than most dial-up connections. Sign up for all three services today, and you save up to $600 for 1 year. The offer is valid to new customers only. A 1-year commitment is required. Some services aren't available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Give Charter a call at 1-888-GET-CHARTER. That's 1-888-GET-CHARTER. And start saving a bundle today.
Hey, all you KFNS fans. This is David Pyatt from Mortgage Team, and I just want to remind you can save a whole bunch of money, and I mean a whole bunch, $500, $1,000, or even more every month by consolidating your bills with Mortgage Team. And we help people with great credit, not so great credit, and everywhere in between. We're talking about Cards fans, Cubs fans, Ford drivers, Chevy drivers. It doesn't matter who you are. Mortgage Team has the right loan for you. So pick up the phone and call 832-TEAM. Did you know that if you call today, you may qualify for a 30-year fixed in the low sixes? That's where we're at. So call Mortgage Team at 832-TEAM. And if you just need cash for some reason, we can do that too. So give us a call at 832-TEAM. 832-TEAM. You know, we might have to rethink that Cubby fan thing.
Call Mortgage Team now at 832-TEAM. 832-TEAM. That's 832-TEAM. Or on the web at 832-TEAM.com.
The all-new 590 The Fan KFNS.
Are you a guy going through divorce? Hi, this is Kevin Slayton, and I went through one many years ago. It was the hardest thing I ever went through, and the most important thing for me was making sure that my son was still in my life. It's important for dads to do so. Luckily, we have a firm right here in the St. Louis area that works hard to give dads the chance of doing just that. Cordell and Cordell. They have offices in Missouri and Illinois dedicated to maximizing your role in your kids' lives and having the means to do so. If you want to maintain your relationship with your kids, you need attorneys dedicated to your cause. Whether you're going through a divorce right now or have been through one in the past and you need modifications to see your kids, you need a partner men can count on. Just call them at 314-725-0000. That's Cordell and Cordell, 314-725-0000. 725 all zeros.
Cordell and Cordell, corporate headquarters, St. Louis, Missouri. Joe Cordell, principal partner. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. This has been a compensated endorsement.
You gotta go to Bow.
Go to Bow.
Bow Portland Ford. When the best deal is what you're looking for.
go to Bow for our ultimate red tag sale. Save big bucks on everything on the lot now through July 31st, only at Bow Boykman Ford, Manchester Road, just east of Clarkson.
You gotta go to Bow.
Go to Bow.
You gotta go to Bow.
Go to Bow.
Bow Boykman Ford.
Go to Bow for your ultimate red tag savings. Find rock bottom prices posted on every car and truck in our $12 million new and used inventory. Plus, you get the incentives, including gas on us or bonus cash. And our expanded used inventory is price slashed compared to Kelley Blue Book. Serious buyers are finding serious savings during our ultimate red tag sale through July 31st. Don't buy anywhere else till you see our prices. Bow Boykman Ford, Manchester Road, just east of Clarkson, or online at gotobow.com.
Go to Bow
Boykman.
What's Redbirds baseball without Suntrup's Hardball on 590 The Fan?
Well, it's just not Redbird baseball.
Join Bob Ramsey an hour before each and every weeknight home game for the best Cardinal pregame in St. Louis with locker room interviews, pregame analysis, and your calls. Suntrup's Hardball is brought to you by Intellibed, Royal Banks, ITD, and Simmons Cooper LLC. Suntrup's Hardball is a must for all Cardinal fans and is only on St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan.
Hey, hi everybody. This is Mickey Carroll from The Wizard of Oz wishing you a happy grind. Happy anniversary to The Morning Grind. We thank you very sweetly for doing it so neatly. And follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Perfect. Man's effing insane. It's the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan, Wednesday edition. Kilcoin, McKernan, and the Cat. By the way, in the break, I was cleaning out my station email, and somebody had emailed me the
about
answer.
Viagra?
You know, in between all of that, it said the answer to why Mickey Carroll was at the Royals game on Sunday. Click here, and it's from the Kansas City Star. It must have been their Monday morning news and notes about the Royals ball club. And then at the bottom it says, etc. The last living munchkin from the Wizard of Oz threw a surprisingly good first pitch before Sunday's game, which goes back to my story when he did it at Bush, and we did a big piece where we practiced playing catch together. But then it says he also won a backpack during the fifth inning dance-off, which is what we saw was the video of him doing the dance-off, and he won a backpack for that. Congrats to our friend.
What's he
going to
do with that?
It'll pull him over.
Greatest actor of all kind, Mickey Carroll.
What was that from?
I don't even know anymore.
Anyway, what did he say? I want to wish everyone a happy grind.
Happy grind.
Hey, hi everybody. This is Mickey Carroll from The Wizard of Oz wishing you a happy grind.
I believe that's exactly how Joe wrote it out for him. It's the two-year anniversary of the Morning Grind. John Mozeliak, Cardinals assistant GM, in the last segment. Coming up just past 9 o'clock, Joe Buck will check in. Don't forget, on Sundays, you can hear from some of the legends of the game. It's with Jay Randolph Sr., and it's brought to you by Delta Airlines Auto Tire, Jed Limousine, and the Ticket Guys. It's Sundays from 9 to 10. Big names being interviewed by Jay Randolph Sr. each and every Sunday at 9 o'clock. Legends of the Game with Jay Randolph Sr. We have a surprise here at 8:30 on 590.
Now, none of us know who this is.
Scott Sable.
It's not Scott Sable, I asked.
Jim Mora. Let's go to the AT&T fan line and say hello to our friend. Hello, friend.
Kiss it goodbye, fellas.
Is this Wayne?
Congratulations.
Wow, Wayne Hagan, Cardinal announcer with us on 590 The Fan.
Unbelievable.
Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm getting ready to tee it up at Castle Pines International.
Oh, you got it made.
I've got room for two.
Who do you want, Martin, Tim, or Jim? Which two?
Well, that's going to be decided by the trio.
Nice.
We'll leave Tim behind. That's what we usually do. That's usually the popular move. Wayne, I got to tell you, I was playing a clip on Monday of you from the Sunday broadcast. You were calling a fair or foul play.
Deal or no deal.
And then you led into Deal or No Deal, which is a show we're obsessed with here. The Cat often lies to us and then says deal or no deal. That's one of those great broadcast moments. It just kind of happened for you. I love
it. Pretty wild, huh?
And you're a fan of that show as well.
I think it's more the wife's the fan of it, so that's why I watched it.
I absolutely loved it, though. Fair or foul.
I thought he was a great host, too.
Wayne, you're kind of a class guy. I apologize.
What kind of a class guy?
Yeah, what does that mean? Either you are or you aren't.
Yeah, that is kind of underhanded.
Depends on the day or
let
what?
Let me restate that, Wayne. My bad.
I'm kidding, Jimmy.
You're a class guy. I just feel sorry that we dragged into this muck. And then we have Martin Kilcoyne asking questions that aren't questions. Just one of those moments, eh? Sorry, Wayne.
You're too much. No, I really... I don't know how you guys do both, though. The TV at night and the radio in the morning. That's a grind. That really is a grind.
Do you know what the key is? Mediocrity. If you're not good at either one, it doesn't take a lot of effort.
Hey, I can't tell you how much I have heard the radio and TV guys out here on the 1-0 win last night by the Cardinals just bemoaning the fact that Jason Jennings, I don't understand how he could lose that game. That ball was just barely over the wall, which, of course, it was, but the only guy who could have hit that changeup was Albert Pujols. And they're almost crying here in Colorado for that 1-0 loss. And it's just funny how homerism in different cities exists. That'd be like Chris Carpenter losing a game on a ball that just went over the wall at Busch Stadium. You still say he pitched a great game, but you're not going to bemoan the fact that the guy hit a home run if it barely went in. I mean, he hit it far enough to go up on top of the boards and over. That's a home run in any ballpark.
They're babies. They're big babies.
you spent.
Oh my God.
You spent 10 years in Colorado. How often did you see a 1-0 game?
I didn't see one single 1-0 game in my first 10 years in Colorado.
That's because last night was the first one ever to be played there, Martin. Nice show.
No, it's not the first one. There have been and they're all this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
Is that because of the humidifier? 864 games at Coors Field.
Is that because they put the ball in the humidor?
Oh, you're going.
That has a lot to do with it. Whether anybody wants to believe that, you'd have to be a cigar smoker to know that a humidor in St. Louis, you probably add water to it every 2 weeks. In Colorado, it's every 2 days. It is such a dry climate. I mean, when the Cardinals are here, for example, yesterday before the afternoon rain showers, it was about 18% humidity. I mean, it's just like the desert. And I have to admit that the baseballs that I used to, they actually would put some in the humidor and take some out and leave them in storage like any other ball club would. And it would be like walking up to Rip Rowan if he were the clubhouse guy in Colorado, and you would hand me one baseball that was left out and one that was kept in the humidor, and I'm telling you guys, you can tell the difference just from the feel and the weight of the ball. The one that's left out is a very hard ball. I mean, it's not like the old dried-out ball that we kept and, you know, Dad said, bring it in the house just like your glove. No, we left it in the garage. It really was a dictate exactly what it was like the first, 12, 13 years of Coors Field. Things have changed abruptly here.
Well, Wayne, we appreciate you being part of the anniversary show. Enjoy the golf out there in Denver, and don't be a stranger.
Thanks, Wayne.
I look forward to wishing you guys another one next year.
You know, you're kind of a class guy, as the cat pointed out.
Yeah, I've never been told I'm kind of a class guy, but I understand that.
Let's be honest,
my
Wayne.
Expectations and all the others that are like Jim. I mean, he's class, and I'm just trying to reach his plateau. Yeah. Trying hard.
It was that night in Vegas. I saw some things, Wayne. And I'm kidding, Wayne.
No. I wish I could hear about them.
Deal.
Make it more interesting.
No deal. All right,
thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Take care, you guys.
Wayne Hagan, Cardinal announcer, checking in on 590.
What was that
the
question you asked him?
No, I.
So, kind of
Canadian.
Moment?
It's kind of Canadian of you.
No, I enjoyed the fair foul. Deal.
Deal. No, I understand you enjoyed
it. My question was, it wasn't a written down moment. It just kind of happened. It was just a special moment.
And pause. I don't think Wayne to figure out if a question was coming.
I don't think he looked back on it as a signature moment.
Did you hear him insert a random compliment to Howie Mandel? I kind of respected that. Great host.
Thought we were talking to the skipper for a minute. Tomorrow, the radio juggernaut is out on the road. It's the World Tour, the Morning Grind, out and about. Tomorrow we're going to be in Earth City for the first day of Rams training camp.
Freak
Stop
show.
On by.
It's a freak show.
We will be.
It's a freak show.
Santa Claus and a guy that looked like Jesus last year were among the guests.
It's like the scene in Summer Rental when the great John Candy is eating breakfast and they open up the public beach and a bunch of people come walking by. That's what it's like.
What's the over Rams and under park? On gym shorts we're going to see on middle-aged men?
What about jean shorts?
The biking coach shorts is what very popular because then you feel like you're on the team. Anyway, we'll be out there and stop on by, grab a T-shirt, maybe some donuts, be part of the – I'll bring some donuts.
Bring a lot of donuts.
I'll bring six. I'll eat three. You guys can each eat one, and we've got one left.
No, because we have to be able to offer them up to the fans, so you better bring in a few
boxes.
I'll bring
eight. Morning Grinds World Tour tomorrow, live from Earth City. Come by and get the T-shirt. I would really love the players to turn around and see me caricatured at the back.
They wouldn't recognize.
Do we have a special guest on line five? Seems like we do.
Yeah, why don't we go to the guest line?
All right, hold on. The Morning Grinds World Tour this Thursday, brought to you by Frederick Roofing and Bo Boykman
do
Ford.
It.
This is a guest that Tim had on the other day that talked about boating with Albert Pujols.
But it was actually bowling, apparently.
Oh, tied for first.
I sent you a text immediately while you were doing the interview.
Yes.
It said, see you in hell. Mike Lee, friend of the show. You're on 590 The Fan. Mike, how are you? Hello, Mike.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Martin. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Off the charts.
I'm doing well. This is our 2-year anniversary of the show.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Did he say apologies?
Thank you. Are you on a boat right now? I hear some creaking.
What's that?
Hey, Mike, do you think that Robert Blake actually killed his wife? Do you think Robert Blake killed his wife?
I don't know. All right.
Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, you think Tony could trade A-Ron?
He's trading Enron.
A-Ron from Yankee.
Oh, you'd like to get A-Rod on the Cardinals. All right, we'll talk about it. Thank you. That's Mike Lee, friend of the show.
Sports. Sorry, Mike.
Getting A-Rod from the Yankees.
No, I think it was Enron.
Mike's a good guy. I talked him over there at the Two Fox on occasion. It is the 2-year anniversary of the Morning Grind.
Look at a whole company.
Ken Lay, no longer with us.
McKernan and the Cat. A lot going on the station. The 2-year anniversary for us. You got Fairways and Greens on Saturday. It's your Missouri, Illinois Buick dealers bringing it to you. It's also brought to you by Michelob Ultra, Delta Airlines, and Last Minute Golfer. The show takes place every Saturday from 8 to 10. Jay Randolph Sr., Jeff Smith talking golf, and Jay Randolph Jr. out there on the PGA Tour checking in as well. It's your Missouri, Illinois Buick dealers, Fairways and Greens, every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
There you go.
Lots of great surprises still to come, and you can email us themorninggrind@kfns.com. 2 tickets to see Blues Traveler, I believe that is tomorrow night at the Casino Queen. So be part of the fun and games via the email. Joe Buck coming up just past 9. What a murderer's row from Mickey Carroll to Wayne Hagen to Mike Lee to Joe Buck. Joe's hitting cleanup today at the Star Wars bar.
He's got to be honored.
It's the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan.
This is St. Louis's best morning show.
590 The Fan's Morning Grind.
Coming up at 10, it's the Press Box with Frank Cusimano and Brian Burwell.
Only on 590 The Fan, St. Louis's sports leader.
Bellasino's Pizza and Grinders are not toasted, but are oven-baked and worth the wait. Full of fresh cheeses, meats, and vegetables, all the bread is made fresh every day. Bellasino's has a huge selection of grinders. What is a grinder? A grinder is a hot sandwich prepared fresh daily with tons of fresh proprietary cheeses, meats, and vegetables. Bellasino's also offers great pizzas. They have everything from chicken Alfredo to deep dish Sicilian and more. Bellasino's has 5 locations in Creve Coeur, South City, South County, St. Charles, and Manchester in West County. And now they're offering an exclusive $5.90 The Fan special of an 8-inch one-topping pizza and a drink for only $5.90. Listeners must mention the ad to get the special. And don't forget, Mike Claiborne will be at the Manchester location today doing showtime from 1 to 3. So stop on by and see Mr. Claiborne. And get that Bellasino's $5.90 The Fan special of an 8-inch one-topping pizza and a drink for only $5.90. Once again, make sure you mention the special and you get the special. It's Bellasino's. Gotta grab a grinder.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot, 2020 Sports Fest.
Good morning. The Sports Fix sponsored by Chasers Plus. A pitcher's duel at Coors Field last night, and it ends up in the win column for the Cards as they beat the Rockies on the road 1-0. Chris Carpenter improves to 10-4. Albert Pujols with a solo home run, his National League leading 33rd of the year. Colorado starter Jason Jennings, he was outstanding, losing a complete game four-hit effort. Pujols says both pitchers battled.
Part of the game, sometimes you're going to score a lot of runs, sometimes you're going to have some great matches like this, like pitching, and you don't going to score that many runs. I think Jenny was outstanding today, and Carr was even better.
The Cards, 7-3 in their last 10, 57-42 overall, and they maintain their 4.5 game lead over the Reds. The Reds beating the Astros 2-0 last night. While the Birds lead the Central, the Mets have lost 3 straight, but they still sit atop the East, 11.5 games ahead of Atlanta. San Diego leading the West, 1.5 better than Arizona. The Diamondbacks trailing Cincinnati by 1.5 in the wild card race. In the AL, Boston leads the East. The White Sox trail the Tigers by 7.5 in the Central, and the A's and Angels are tied for first in the West. This Sports Fix sponsored by Chasers Plus. Do Chaser hangover pills really work? Yes. Chaser absorbs toxins to help you avoid hangovers. Take it while you drink to help you wake up feeling great. Buy Chaser products at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. I'm Vicki Pimentel on your station for wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. 590 The Fan, St. Louis's sports leader.
590 The Fan Highway Patrol, live from the ITD Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by AccuWeather. On southbound 270 at Dorset, we've got an accident. The two right lanes are closed and traffic now backs up near Highway 70. On 255 between 64 and Collinsville Road, we've got a vehicle on fire. It's reported to be fully engulfed. Westbound 270, you'll find slow traffic between Old Halls Ferry Road and West Florissant. And on westbound 5570, you're still backed up from 203 to the Poplar Street Bridge. AccuWeather.com has detailed forecast for the next 15 days with the latest radar and severe weather maps. That's accu.weather.com. I'm Tim Weiland with traffic on 590 The Fan KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
This update is brought to you by the Ticket Guys. The Ticket Guys offer the best pricing and will beat any advertised price from those large national brokers. Give them a call at 877-877-4TIX. That's 877-877-4849. Or check them out online at theticketguys.com.
Precision engineering is the hottest thing to hit the presses. The New York Times calls the design of the Buick Lucerne fresh and modern. Plus, Lucerne is quieter on the road than Acura TL and Infiniti G35, and yet offered for thousands less. Edmunds.com praised the versatile Rendezvous as a well-rounded family vehicle with plenty of space for passengers and cargo. And according to J.D. Power and Associates, LaCrosse, which offers an EPA-estimated 30 miles per gallon highway, is built in the highest-ranked plant for initial quality in North and South America. Presenting Precision Rewards during the Buick Model Year-End Closeout Event. Move up to Buick quality now with the best choice of remaining 06 models. Quiet claim based on independent testing results. Price comparison based on MSRP. Level of equipment varies. See dealer for details. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Slayton, McKernan, Cusimano, Claiborne. St. Louis radio personalities play here. Lock it in and leave it on. 590 The Fan, St. Louis's sports leader.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is AJ, looking at what's up in your world. Now, Derek's been telling us about his great summer.
I just finished a cross-country road trip. My high-speed internet from AT&T made it really simple. Downloaded the right maps, found great motel rates, even uploaded pictures on my website.
Derek, hope you weren't driving too fast.
Well, not as fast as my high-speed internet.
Ooh, Derek's got jokes.
High-speed internet from AT&T. Now for just $12.99 a month for 12 months when you order online. It's the speed you need to get the most out of your summer. Want to get 3 months of high-speed internet free? Switch from your old cable company to the new AT&T. Visit att.com/1 to order now. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
For new customers only, 12-month term. Taxes, other charges, and federal universal service cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-416-6471 toll-free or visit att.com/offer details. Not available in all areas.
Washington can change people. Then again, some people change Washington. That's Jim Talent's approach.
You have to work together if you want to accomplish anything of any real value to people. I mean, there's enough to disagree about in Washington without disagreeing for the sake of disagreeing.
In a place known for partisanship and obstruction, Senator Jim Talent is finding solutions, reaching across party lines, working with Republicans and Democrats to pass laws that are making a difference right now.
We've done that on methamphetamine. We've done it on ethanol and biodiesel. We've done it on building roads and highways, on reducing prescription drug costs for seniors.
A senator who knows why you sent him to Washington and knows that playing politics is a game where no one wins.
You just have to make up your mind that you're going to put people ahead of politics.
Jim Talent. Because it's not what you promise, it's what you do.
I'm Jim Talent, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Talent for Senate.
What are you going to do with that gold medal? Is it just going to sit on the dresser?
No. Lately I've been bringing it everywhere I go, because everywhere I go, people want to see it, and I have to wear it and stuff, so...
Is it a nice thing? Is it a nice thing?
Huh?
Is it a nice thing?
No, the gold medal's horrible.
Man. Edge, why are they always feuding in wrestling? Can't anybody get along? There's always a big...
That's as bad as my gold medal question.
Nobody's supposed to get along.
Journalistic greatness right here on the second anniversary of the Morning Grind.
We got forced to put Carly Patterson on the air. I didn't know what the hell to ask her. And I thought, since I was there, we got to kill a couple more minutes.
Wait, what are you alibying now? It's fine. Who cares?
No, I'm just explaining where I'm coming from on the gold medal question. And I stand by it being an intriguing question.
I stand by it being a horrible question.
It's the worst.
However,
is it a nice thing? Solid gold medal that you won? Nah, crappy.
But the good part about it is he repeated it three times just in case she didn't hear.
You work all of your life to get this. Is it worth it?
Is it a nice thing?
Is it nice? That's good, Tim.
People have no idea how to run a country.
590 The Fan, The Morning Grind, Martin Kilcoyne, Tim McKernan, Jim Hayes, Jen Pickett alongside celebrating the two-year anniversary.
Happy second anniversary.
Yeah, guys.
So what's going
on?
I don't know. Alan called in. He was all ticked off because you guys are saying two-year anniversary instead of second-year anniversary.
Did you tell him to write sound off?
I should have. I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. He said if you're going to be publicly speaking, then you need to do it right.
Alan, phone back here.
How can somebody that listens to this show really make that phone call and be serious?
I don't think it was serious.
Chasey thinks it was.
I think you were
duped. Young lady, I think you were duped.
I don't. Alan, if you're duping me, call back. I don't think he was.
I don't believe it's duping me, okay?
It's our second year anniversary. Chasey, you haven't been here for 2 years, so you can't celebrate.
No.
Until you talk about a tsunami, you haven't arrived on this show.
You're right.
I hope we have a clip of the infamous shush moment and then the recreation of the shush.
I don't think we have the clip of the actual moment where Martin got shushed. By Chris Carpenter.
That's on my resume.
But we do have
by the
recreation.
Covered the Rams Super Bowl, got shushed at one point.
That was a great moment that Carpenter actually played ball and recreated the shush.
He's a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show.
To say anybody's a friend of the show.
Like I shushed earlier, like I said.
It's Quinn Snyder.
It's 5-9 of the Fan, The Morning Grind. It is the
maybe Quinn will be on.
Second anniversary, and producer Joe is breaking out some occasional surprises. Joe Buck will join us live at around 9:05. Here's Alan. Alan, you're on 5-9 of the Fan.
No, I'm not duping you.
See, I told you.
Alan's pissed.
It's second anniversary, not two-year anniversary.
Are you an English teacher?
I was an English major.
And now you have a lot of time on your hands, don't you, Alan?
I'm sitting in traffic.
Yeah. What are you, New York?
No, I'm on 270.
Do you enjoy the program or do you listen to loathe?
No, I love the program.
But you're just down
on
this.
It's a great program.
But you're just down on this two-year and second
thing. Well, the word anniversary already has the word year in it. Latin. Anniversary. Oh, annual.
Thank you.
Alan, you must not be a regular listener because let me clue you into something. This show is crap. So to pick out one piece of minutia to criticize, I think you're missing the boat.
Yeah, the body of work is crap, so go after the other stuff too.
All right, I'll try to be more frequent then if you really want me to criticize your grammar.
Sure, yeah, sure. Criticize anything.
Alan, we'll have a little grammar segment. Grammar goodies.
It's like a personal damage.
No, we don't need to drive away the listeners.
All right, Alan. Thanks for being pissed, I guess. Alan,
he told you.
Didn't sound like he was that angry, Chasey Lane.
Angry.
More disappointed.
He was
than angry.
When I was on the phone with him. He said, if you're going to publicly speak, do it right.
Ooh, little snooty till he got punched up on the air here on the board.
Right.
Knock the tough and cool right out of him, just like Carp got you.
This entertainment report on 590 The Fan is brought to you by the Casino Queen. The Queen has the loosest slots in the country, so if you want to hit the jackpot, you know the Queen is the place that pays. You can visit them online at casinoqueen.com or by calling 1-800-777-0777 for special event details.
And if you're listening to The Morning Grind, you've already hit the jackpot, Jen.
That's right.
By the way, on this show, everybody likes to correct somebody.
He got all serious, and he was like, by the way.
Everybody likes to be the tough and cool
there
guy.
You have it.
Who corrects somebody else. So John Mazzei, like I said, live from Denver, the cat goes, I think he's in St. Louis. Tough guy. He goes, well, actually, Jim, I'm in Florida. So I'm like, way to jump in and correct
me. I never said he was in St. Louis. I said, I don't think he's in Denver, actually. So you're wrong on two fronts. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Rewind
then
it.
I tough and cooled Barton on
the Wayne Hagen
1-0 thing.
And I said, how many times have you seen a 1-0 game? Tim goes, nice knowledge. It was the first time it ever happened. Well, actually, Tim, it happened three other times.
Now, let me tell you a story about a baseball.
Fair foul.
Deal or no deal?
I like Wayne. I
love Wayne.
He's a very good man. But what the hell is he doing on the two-year anniversary show? He's not like a friend of the show, is he?
I don't know.
Producer Joe, where's Producer Joe?
Joe's brain works.
Here.
We can't have a two-year anniversary show, second anniversary, without Producer Joe as part of it. Chasing your mind if we have Producer Joe. Just real quick, just to kind of give us a little insight.
Sure.
How'd you get to Wayne Hagen? Because you know Wayne has a
great
show.
Be honest.
I do. No, I called
him. Be honest. No one else would come on. No one else would come on.
I do know. I said, how'd you get that? And then he said, I do know.
No. Yeah, I didn't say no to begin with. I called him, and I wanted him to record something for me, and he called back this morning. And I was like, it's our two-year anniversary. And he's like, well, I'll go on and say congratulations. So he came on the show.
Perfect.
All right, there you go. That's an explanation.
There it is. That was pretty clear, too, right?
Beautiful animal.
You're turning the corner, Joey. Work.
Joe, you got all the answers, brother.
Tough and cool.
He's really proud of himself there, too.
Producer Joe's, I jinxed him, and then he said, go. This is seriously like third grade.
What did he say?
I said jinx, and he said, Coke. Buy me a Coke.
Was I where?
I've never heard that.
You've never heard Jinx Coke?
I've heard Jinx, but I've never heard Coke.
You gotta buy me a Coke. It was a theme to an Office recently. You know, The Office on NBC that I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're coming on.
You know, The Office on NBC I'm talking about. All of a sudden you got Paul McCartney on me.
Thank you, Super Bowl. Let's hear it for freedom. Hey, Super Bowl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, from The Office.
Is what I'm talking about.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, sorry. She's looking at the clock.
Is the new face of sports giant Reebok. The 21-year-old actress is already a spokesmodel for beauty company L'Oreal and previously fronted Calvin Klein fragrances. Johansson will join in the design process as well as model a line. She joins other Reebok spokesmodels, including 50 Cent and Jay-Z.
Are you attracted to Scarlett Johansson?
No.
Would you like to touch her breasts?
Maybe just with my index finger. Just want to see what that's all about.
What about that 50 Cent?
Would you like to touch his bullet wounds?
No, I wouldn't. Brad Pitt has not yet married Angelina Jolie because his split from former wife Jennifer Aniston is still affecting him so much. This is according to his 82-year-old grandmother, Betty Russell. Ms. Russell says her grandson is a sensitive soul and that following his divorce, he just wants to make sure he can keep his promise this time around. And Madonna is reportedly so paranoid about germs that she has requested that her dressing room toilets are fitted with a fresh seat for every night of her Confessions world tour.
Carpet! What is she worried about? Catching something from herself?
Madonna's rep has defended her.
Shut down.
What?
You gave him no response at all, which is
yes,
the shutdown.
Well, she's focusing on the copy. I understand.
Madonna's rep has defended her seemingly outrageous demand, saying, who wouldn't want a new toilet seat wherever they go? The bizarre request is just one of many of the singer's crazy tour demands. She also requires 3 candles to protect her from negative vibes and mean-spiritedness, a relaxing foot spa complete with lavender and chamomile body soak, and plenty of Kabbalah water. She also insists her dressing room is covered with white drapes and white roses, the symbolic color of her Kabbalah face.
What's your source on this?
Come on, what's your source on this? I got a rep out in L.A.
I saw it on The Office last week. Huh?
Is what I say.
This is Jen Pickett, and that's your entertainment news for today.
I'd like to give her dressing room the South City Diner treatment.
Ooh.
Nellyville.
Mad crap.
Brought to you by the Casino Queen, the home of the loosest slots in the country.
I'm down with the BFG.
Thank you.
That was a special anniversary edition just for you, Jen. Morning Grind anniversary special rolls on. So does that mean, is it a two-year anniversary for the press box?
Second year.
Frank's been doing that press box for 30 years.
But is he and Burwell together? I mean, the new once you left.
Yeah.
Brock Henke will be on board today. Rich Grauer coming up later at 10 o'clock.
This is St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Wood River, St. Louis. KFNS FM, Troy, St. Charles, and the Westplex.